I want to remind you, first of all, that tomorrow is Labor Day. Mass will be at 9 a.m. instead of 7:30, and also the office will be closed tomorrow. There are two fellows talking about their bosses, and the one says, well, mine is really conceited. He never makes a mistake and so forth. He's always that way. And the second one says, that's nothing. My boss is so conceited, when you say it's a good day, he says, thank you. Today's readings, of course, speak about humility. And that's very easy for me to speak about because I've mastered that virtue. And in fact, even in the seminary, I used to say to my classmates that I was humble. And they used to say, and with good reason. I'm not sure what they meant by that. Now, on a serious note, humility is a virtue that we should cultivate. But first, we need to understand what it is. Humility, first of all, is truth. It's not saying we are nothing, because God has created us, and he only creates that which is good. It is not denying our talents or virtues or blessings, because those have come from God. It's not saying that we are worthless, because that is denying the reality that we are children of God. Every child of God, every one of us, is of infinite value and unique and loved passionately and individually by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Humility is an attitude of thankfulness, that each one of us is blessed. Absolutely no one is worthless in spite of the world's judgment. Somebody who is profoundly disabled and who can contribute nothing according to the world's values, who is only a drain on resources, that person is not nothing. That person is still worthwhile. If only the fact that his neediness calls from us a response of generosity and care and genuine love. Even his neediness is a blessing for us, because God loves him and we are called to love him too. When we come to celebrate Mass, before communion we always say, Lord, I am not worthy. And that, of course, is true. We are not worthy. And yet, God still calls us to the Lord's table. We need to understand that we are loved in spite of our weaknesses and sinfulness. God still loves each one of us. And as we are loved by God, we are also loved by other people around us. We may not know all of those people who love us, but we are loved by them. And we need to give thanks to God that we are loved by them, even if we don't know who they are who love us. We are to give thanks to God because they do love us. How many parents are there, or brothers and sisters, who long for and pray for their wayward family members because they love them? They love even the wayward and the prodigal, even if the wayward ones feel that they are unlovable. They are loved. The passionate love that God has for each one of us calls us to give thanks to him for our gifts. Even if we think our gifts are small, they are still real. And we are to use those gifts, whatever they are, to praise God. We are to act with concrete charity in action toward others. Whether we feel particularly loving toward others or not, we are to do what is good simply because it is good, without expecting any recompense. Love and humility means that we give thanks each day to God for our gifts, that when the Lord calls us at the end of our lives, we may hear him say, "Friend, come up higher."